Suddenly, just as on the previous evening, Ned Land's voice was audible. "There's the thing in question, astern to port!" the harpooner shouted. Every eye looked toward the point indicated. There, a mile and a half from the frigate, a long, blackish body emerged a meter above the waves. Quivering violently, its tail was creating a considerable eddy. Never had caudal equipment thrashed the sea with such power. An immense wake of glowing whiteness marked the animal's track, sweeping in a long curve. Our frigate drew nearer to the cetacean. I examined it with a completely open mind. The reports from the Shannon and the Helvetia had slightly exaggerated its dimensions, and I put its length at only 250 feet. Its girth was more difficult to judge, but all in all the animal seemed to be wonderfully proportioned in all three dimensions.